didn't expect anything from Ben and Matt, actually.
When you don't expect anything, it can always be good because you're almost here and it's always going to be better. That's why I don't expect anyone to listen to this podcast. So if one person listens, it makes me happy. Hello everyone, welcome to episode 11 of the More Than Backpacking podcast. My name is Damon O'Neill and today's episode is a bit of a throwback to September last year when I was in Bocas del Toro in Panama. I was staying at a magical hostel called Bambuda Lodge, which is a hostel on a Caribbean island just by itself with amazing views, amazing decking, bar, swimming pool, and it's where one of the amigos, Jimbo, had been for a few months over the summer. So I was there to go and meet him after my time in the US. As I had a break from the view, I was sitting having my lunch and I was sharing a table with a lovely Dutch girl called Tersa, which is a difficult name to pronounce. But she was by herself, so we started chatting and we had a great conversation about lessons she had learned from travelling, Dutch sororities and not having expectations when you travel or in life in general, which consequently can make you happier and more fond of something or a place. It was a typical example of a conversation you can get when you travel or when you're in a hostel with open-minded people. Some of the things you can learn about other cultures and what you learn about when you go travelling. Tersa was a great sport and a lovely girl with an open mind. Be sure to listen out for her answer for the final question on how travelling has changed hers. It was one of the best that I've come across on the podcast journey so far. I hope this can bring you some value. Enjoy the show. Value in the conversations that you have when you're having some chop suey looking out to the ocean.
Yeah, okay. So when are you showing people these conversations?
On the next episode of the podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell you, I mean, it might be over. You might stop talking to me in 5 minutes and the conversation will be over.
That's interesting. I never heard somebody doing that.
That's why I'm doing it.
So how many conversations do you have on your podcast so far?
No problem.
I have three episodes. And I have other recordings that I need to post.
Okay, and do you have like different, do anyone have some meaning? Or is it like a, how do you say it? It's like a subject for every episode?
Like, yeah, the conversation is the subject, whatever we talk about.
Okay, that's the subject.
So tell me about the 40 Girl Sorority.
Yes.
Is this part of a university?
Sorry, Sam.
No, you're good.
I'm recording a podcast here.
Very busy.
Come on. Polo. Okay. Gracias.
We study at the same university, but not doing the same studies.
Yeah.
And you, like in Leiden, you have very, like, five big sororities, and we are, like, just from the same group within the sorority. So when I studied in 2012 and 2013, I became a member of the sorority, and then you have to choose your own group, and the group has to choose you as well. So if like a period of 2 months where you have activities, you join different groups.
You see which one you like.
Yeah.
Wait, and so I don't understand group though. The sorority is a group.
Yeah, I'm going to search for the...
Like department. You have different departments in your sorority.
Yeah, so you have like, I don't know, 600 members or so.
Oh, wow, yeah, okay.
And then we are with 40-something within that sorority.
So which one did you choose? Do you have a name?
Yes. I will show you. We have an Instagram.
Oh,
well.
I love it. I can follow Instagram.
Wi-Fi is a little bit slow. So, the name is Ilestra.
Which means what?
It's more like the lights. Lights.
Yeah.
And our thing is like the rainbow. So
the
here we were in Guatemala. Yes. And like
so there was 40 of you who went.
Yes.
How old are you?
At 25.
So you've graduated already.
Yes.
So you're so not, you're like alumni. Old.
Yeah.
Yeah. So were there like 18-year-olds there? 19.
Yes. So like the group were from 18 years old till 26 years old.
Ah, so you don't get any like 35, 40-year-olds going there.
I know. They're like going to the we all also had a gala this year.
Okay.
So they were going to that one. But and we have once a year we have like a dinner, big dinner, and then they join as well, but no other activities.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're just too old.
So do you pay us like a membership fee or something?
Yeah, but like you have to pay the whole sorority like 100 euros a year, and your own group we pay 1750 euros.
For the year?
Yeah. No, per month.
Per month. So, and what about now you've graduated? Do you still pay?
Yeah, but I pay 12.50. Well, now I'm traveling, so I pay $5, 5 euros less. But you pay for like 2 years, a little bit less, and then you become. Is it alumni?
Alumni, yeah.
Also for okay, alumni. And then you don't have to pay anymore, but you can donate if you want.
So, do they rely on people being successful and rely on donating money?
Not really relying on
it. We're leaving.
Good time.
Other island. Is he gonna come today or tomorrow or tonight?
Maybe, I don't know.
Sometime.
Yeah, let me know.
It's not safe though.
Pardon?
Not safe.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
It's authentic podcast. Yes.
Si.
Reminds me there's a party.
Gracias.
Always a party.
3, 1, 1.
It's gonna be a great party.
The boys are as well. No, the boys are staying. Yeah, well, on the beach. What are you saying?
Staying here for a few hours before they're getting a tattoo.
Okay. I must talk to you later just because I'm in the middle of something. Not least my lunch. Now I'll have to tell the producer to cut that bit out.
Yes. Making it very difficult for
me. Yeah. But. Right, so donation. Alumni, I consider alumni to be, you were in it, you were part of that community or something. No, but I suppose you need to qualify to be alumni almost by donating for the first 2 years. Sort of, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, but then you're not actually an alumni before that, so when you are, you have to like read a letter and then you're officially
okay.
Alumni.
But to like swear yourself in. No, I'm serious. Is that
no,
what?
It's more like, I don't know why it is, but it's just like telling what did you do, what, yeah, or like a goodbye letter.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Because most of the people are leaving Leiden after they study it.
Is it not really a bustling city?
No, it's like when you're a student, it's really fun because I liked Leiden more than Amsterdam because it was like a little bit smaller but like really focused on students.
It's a student city then?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But now when you're not a student anymore, it's more like a little bit too quiet.
Yeah, yeah. You'll be too old for that stuff as well.
Yes.
Month and like a party on a Monday night and stuff. Not the best if you're not a student.
No, I don't think so. I haven't experienced it yet, but don't think that would be a good idea.
So what do you do now?
Yeah, just finished before I started my trip. And when I come back, I have to find a job.
Wait, so you just finished university? Okay. Was it a master's? Because in Holland, everybody does a master's, right? So,
yeah.
An undergrad is nothing, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, that's true. Because if you just finish your bachelor's, you can't, like, do anything.
Yeah. So, what did you study?
My bachelor's was psychology, and I did child and adolescent psychology as a master.
So, what do you want to do?
I'm not sure if this is like what I want to do like for the rest of my life. Kind
of course,
job.
It's just one chapter. Good observation. Well done.
So, but since I study it, I want to experience it like in the working field. So, because I did some internships, but that's different than like having a job.
Because you didn't get paid.
Or yes, but also like the jobs you get, the tasks you get to do,
yeah.
Like probably more exciting, like if you have a job in like in an internship.
Yeah.
But so if like if you finish your master's in psychology, you are like a basic psychologist, so you can only. Do the intakes and do the research and that kind of stuff, but not really treatments.
Okay, yeah.
Before you have to do that, you have to like have 5 years of working experience, then study for 2 more years.
Okay, yeah, because then you're like a doctor, aren't you? So it's not,
yeah.
You don't just get it to be no. Like that, yeah. I understand.
So it's where like, I went to see if that's what I want to do, but if not, I'm not going to do like, I don't know, there are like so many things
that you would like to do.
Yeah, but it's not like willing to study. I don't know. I find it so hard to like choose to study and like know what I like. So.
Well, what do you like? Not like to study. Like, what do you like?
Well, for example, like in a sorority, you have a different kind of commissions.
Yeah.
That organize activities or like that.
What, and like extracurricular activities?
Yes, more like dinners or parties or more like students. Yeah, like.
Yeah, I got you, yeah, yeah.
And I really like organizing stuff, so I did that a lot in the last few years.
In the sorority?
Yeah.
It'd be a committee.
Yeah,
rather,
committee,
yeah,
yeah,
rather than a commission.
It. Yeah. In Dutch it's a commission, but
yeah, same
in
same.
English probably, yeah. So I don't know, I like that, but it's not like you have a study for that, so you just have to experience like in your working field if that's like tasks you can do or like events or.
Oh yeah, I'm sure you could go and get some experience in events. I'm sure you could work in events.
Yeah. So,
being an
yeah.
Event manager, easy.
Mm-hmm.
In Amsterdam, I'm sure there's loads of events that go on.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, even the ones you don't realise yet. That don't all just need to be on TV. The, but then there's other, every job, like, every task,
mm-hmm.
Every group of tasks needs to be managed by somebody.
Yeah.
So it's no matter how big it is, it's a project, isn't it? So you could just be the project manager. If you declare yourself to be a project manager, then you could go for project manager jobs, doing whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe it's organising something in the psychology field. Maybe it's not.
Yeah, probably.
It's not always... Like you said, you didn't know what you wanted to do, to choose, right? You
mm-hmm.
didn't know you wanted to choose psychology.
No.
So, I mean, maybe you still don't.
No.
And you wouldn't choose psychology again, maybe.
I think I would because there's like nothing
else
I like more. But I'm not sure if I would choose university again because it's like so focused on doing research and like writing
yeah.
articles and not really practical skills.
Do you mean university in general or your psychology degree?
I think just in university in general, but there's difference in between studies, but yeah. Especially like the first 3 years of bachelor's, I didn't have to do any internships and my exams were all multiple choice.
Yeah.
So
it's just
when I finished, I was like, wow, what did I do these 3 years? Because I don't know anything and I can't do anything. So why would I be helpful for society?
Yeah.
And if you do, well, we have HBO, I don't know.
What's that, the TV channel?
No. It's like you have university and you have practical studies, more like the lower education level, and you have in between. And that's HBO when we in Holland, but that's more like practical focus. So I think it's better to do HBO first, and then you go to, you can do a master.
Yeah.
So you have like the high thinking level, but also like the practical experience.
Yeah.
I think that would have been better, but well, university was fun too. But it's, yeah. Just how they organize everything, and that there's so big difference between studies. Like, for example, like some studies are so much harder than psychology. Wasn't really a hard study to do.
No, but did you have to learn a lot of theories and things like that?
Yeah, but it's like they're all multiple choice, so you learn so different when you have to write essays or you have to...
Yeah, it's more black and white, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes, and then you learn something, and I don't think it's the best way to test your knowledge. Well,
I think all the exams in England, like in high school... Well, there was I think when I was doing my exams at like 16, there was like big changes around then about doing multiple choice. It sort of became popular then, about 10 years ago.
It became popular.
Yeah, about 10 years ago or so. But I'm not sure if this still is, to be honest. At university, it wasn't multiple choice.
So what did you study?
I studied podcasting and broadcasting.
Really?
No, I'm joking. I studied business.
Business.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was essays and stuff, you know.
Mhm. And how old are you now?
I'm 25.
And you've been working already? Or you just finished? Or you did something in between?
I've done various jobs in between. Going travelling and doing other things and stuff, yeah. To cut a long story short, but I was working in events and hospitality.
Okay, yeah.
Prior to leaving the UK in December.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
So you've been travelling since December?
Yeah.
Wow. So where did you go? Where did you start?
We started in Mexico City,
mm-hmm.
and we worked our way down to Costa Rica,
uh-huh.
and then that's when James came here, and I went to the US
mm-hmm.
to coach soccer
really?
At a sports camp, and I've just got back from there basically, and he's now, yeah, that's why I'm here to pick him up.
Mm. So you really took your time then from Mexico to Costa Rica?
Yeah, we did take our time, yeah.
That's nice.
We only flew to Mexico because the dream was always South America.
Mm-hmm.
And then we thought, oh, well, while we're over that side of the world, let's just go to Mexico and do Central America, but travel south. And then in 6 months, we didn't make it. But... Por la vida. That's the way it goes.
Yes.
You live and you learn. James would never have came here if we didn't.
No.
Well, like everything.
Mm.
We wouldn't have met if we didn't.
That's true.
I would have been here about 5 months ago instead.
So, do you have like a time when you have to go back or?
No.
And how long do you want to do? Or like, do you want to do whole South America?
Yeah, the whole bit. Well, minus. Venezuela and a couple of their bordering countries, like mm-hmm. Guyana, I'm not too sure about. Suriname. Suriname's Dutch.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Suriname.
Suriname. But yeah, so we're just playing by ear.
Yeah.
Pura Vida doing it.
That's
much.
The best way to travel, I guess.
I mean, yeah, I think it's probably. I agree, I think.
I did South America 2.5 years ago.
Did you? Oh, speak to me, Trisha. What should we do?
Well, I started in Peru.
Okay.
In Lima, so we didn't see the north of Peru. So we went from Lima down.
Yeah.
At first we went really fast, so it was like in 2 weeks we were already in Bolivia. There's like a hostel company in Peru, Bolivia, which is called Wild Rover. Have you heard of it before?
I'm not sure. Maybe I have. It rings a bell, but tell me more.
It's really great if you like partying. It's there are like in 4 cities, I guess.
Really?
Yeah, but it's really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It's just the atmosphere. Like it's like everybody goes to the bar there. Like nobody needs to go out. Like everybody every night, doesn't matter if it's a Monday night or a Saturday night. Everybody goes to the bar and you're like really into the steps. Like really into like making a party. So like making it fun for everybody. It's really helpful and. It's really big actually, but it's like clean, so that's nice too.
It's good, yeah. Excuse me, I'm just gonna get some water.
Yeah, no problem.
Do you need any?
Yes, please. Thank you. So you learned Spanish as well?
See, I'm a man of many talents, aren't I? Sí, habla español.
Solo un poco.
Sí, aprendí en Guatemala por 4 semanas.
¿Cuatro?
4.
Hmm. Entonces, ¿dónde?
Antigua.
Antigua.
¿Conoces?
¿Hm?
¿Conoces Antigua?
Sí.
Muy bonita.
Solo. Oh, I don't know any, like, I only know present time, so it's really annoying in the conversation.
I'm the same, to be honest.
What?
I'm the same. I don't really know past tense.
Okay.
Pero, what do you want to say? I was there.
Yeah.
Voy allá.
Voy allá?
Voy allá.
Okay. Boy is like the past tense of I was.
It is I was.
But boy, like with the V.
No, F U E.
Oh, I thought it was like boy, like
that I go.
Go. Okay. Cool, I only did like 1 week in Tamarindo.
Yeah.
Because I was traveling with a friend of mine and she speaks fluently Spanish. So I relied on her like the whole time. And now I was thinking about like I have to travel by myself and in Colombia they don't speak any English.
Yeah, sure. But you'll get by. I bet there's people who know less Spanish than you do. Who? have travelled in Colombia.
Yeah, this is true.
But it's good to learn, yeah. Apparently, I think Bolivia is the next. Bolivia and Guatemala are the cheapest ones, right?
Well, I spend a lot of money in Bolivia, actually. But that's like the first country, like the first month I spend the most money. Because
you're cash rich.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, let's go out to dinner. Oh, let's go partying again. Oh, we buy all drinks. And after like a month, I'm calculating, like, all right, if I do this like for 4 more months, I have to get back in 2 months. So let's cook. Let's like not go out every night. So I spend a lot of money in Bolivia, but I think it can be cheap. If you look like into street food and stuff, then it's
cheap. Almost sometimes when it's really cheap, it's cheaper to eat street food than it is to cook your own food, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
And I really liked the food in Bolivia. Was like one of my favorites, I guess, because it was so like when you were in the welfare for hostel, you could party, but you also have like the nice, the beautiful nature, like Machu Picchu and the salt flats.
Yeah.
Salt flats were really nice.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Really nice, yeah.
I have a few friends who've been, it says incredible. Can't wait. What about, so after Colombia, you're leaving? You're going back, yeah?
Yeah, in November.
Until your next journey.
Yes. Why are you like that?
So I haven't finished, there's still some rice.
No. Is that yours?
No, that's not. I think you can take that.
So you're planning on working somewhere too?
Yeah, we'll probably get some work like he has here in a hostel or something. I want to join a football team in Colombia.
Really?
Just play for a month or 2 months. Make some friends, improve my Spanish.
I think Colombia is a nice country to
do
stay longer.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It's cheap.
Yeah, we'll see, but you can plan as much, so you can plan so much, you can plan every little detail.
Mm-hmm.
But it will work out, it will be how it's meant to be, huh?
True.
That's what I believe. Todo es perfecto.
Yeah. I'm just so curious about Colombia because everyone who's been there, they're like so enthusiastic about it. Like, it was my favorite country, Medellin is the best city.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of scared like to go there and not experience the same feeling.
Yeah, you need to not expect much.
No.
But it's hard to when you speak to people who've been there, just love it.
Because I didn't expect anything from Panama, actually.
No? Because nobody speaks about it like they do in Colombia.
Yes, so that's why I really like it. Well, it's the first place I've been, but...
But it's funny, when you don't expect anything, it can always be good because you're almost here and it's always going to be better.
Yeah.
So really, you should always never expect anything because then you're going to be happier and life will be better, won't it?
True.
That's why I don't expect anyone to listen to this podcast. So if one person listens, it makes me happy. I'm not smiling thinking about it.
So did you go to Nicaragua? When?
I think, everyone keeps asking me this. I think it was, so we got out about 2 weeks before it went tits
like
up.
In May or something?
No, it was in like April.
Oh, okay. Earlier.
And it's funny because if you listen to episode 3 of the podcast.
Yes. Good referring. Smart.
I recorded a conversation with my Nicaraguan friend who had to leave Nicaragua because she was a bit of an activist and the government were tracing her and things like that. So she went to Costa Rica where I met her.
Yeah.
Shout out to Helen. Buena vida. Jim, I nearly put it on. Oh, he's got earphones. Did you go to Nicaragua?
No, we planned on going there after Belize. but then
it was
in April, so we decided to go to Mexico instead.
Yeah.
So I didn't have any expectations about Mexico, so that's why it was
you
so
like
good.
You like Mexico, yeah, I like it.
I really liked it.
Where did you go in Mexico?
We came from the border of Belize, so we started in Bacalar.
Okay, yeah.
Then Mahual, San Cristobal.
Yeah.
Mérida, Valladolid, Tulum, Isla Holbox, Cancun.
Oh, so you stayed over on that side of it. Did you go to Mexico City? No.
So, for my next trip, I want to go to Nicaragua, Honduras, then the other side of Mexico.
Yeah, that's a good one. Good mentality, thinking that this isn't your only trip you're ever going to be on.
Definitely. Yeah, because sometimes I'm like, oh, I should have go to the other side of Mexico as well. But it's like nice to know that there are some places you still can go to.
Yeah,
because
that's...
I really, really like Central and South America. But if you have like done everything, you are not really going back again.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Doing the same things.
Yeah, it's like you're pushing yourself at home almost to go stay at home.
And like Asia should be nice too, but it doesn't really like attract me as much.
It appeals to you as much, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's what my brother always says. When I said that I want to travel all of South America, he was like, well, it's not going anywhere. Like the South America, the continent isn't going to move, so you can just tranquilo. What? Okay. So, the only real questions that I ask on the podcast are questions that I ask at the end. So we can say that this is going to be the end of this recording. Maybe we'll have the conversation that I feel like I need to record.
Yeah.
But so, first question: do you think that traveling has changed you and your life?
I think it does, actually, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Because I really love traveling. I like other countries, but I also appreciate home more.
Oh, great point.
So it's good to miss home sometimes, but I don't want to go back right now, but I see like the things that I like at home,
yeah,
which I don't see normally if you're like living there.
Yeah.
I appreciate my life more, I guess.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
family, friends, doing what I can do.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's, and I think it's you're getting more social as a person, like more interested in other cultures, and I really like that. Like normally when you're at home in a bar, you're not like going to sit on another people's table like, hi, I'm the blah, blah.
Like this.
Yeah.
Really, yeah.
And I like that like everybody's so open and everybody's so like nice, otherwise you wouldn't travel, I guess. Otherwise you would be more in yourself.
Yeah.
So that's what I like about traveling as well.
Okay. Second question. Where is the most favorite place that you have visited?
I hate this question.
Just say a place. I'm not gonna hold you to it. I'm just saying, it's just, you just need to give me an answer.
Like ever or on this trip?
Let's do this trip to make it a bit easier for you, to narrow it down.
Okay. I really like cities, so that's why I love San Cristobal.
Okay.
In Mexico, because of the food as well.
Yeah.
But I'm also like kind of a beach person, so yeah, like this. If you're like, I sent the picture to my mother, and she was like, okay, I really don't like traveling, but I would love to be
there.
Yeah. So I don't know. And And in general, I've been to South Asia when I was 18. And this was also like, if I would do the same trip over, if I would have to do the same trip again, then it would be that one.
What, to see it from a different perspective when you're older?
Yeah, and I like, it was only for a month and I did 4 countries there. But I love the animals so much, and I would definitely want to do like that again.
So that was a long answer for one place. But
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Pura vida. So also, last question. Do you listen to podcasts? And if you do, which is your favorite one?
Well, I don't actually.
That's fine.
But I've downloaded in Mexico, I guess, because I wanted to learn Spanish. But I downloaded the wrong versions, like for if we're really like...
How to learn Portuguese, was it?
No. Huh. I did download Spanish, but it was like for... how do you say it? Not like beginners, but the...
Intermediate or advanced.
The advanced. So... And I heard about one podcast I really liked. But I haven't listened to it yet. Sorry, I'm really like long answering your question.
No, that's good, it's good.
It was about why there are like so many children from black people dying in the Americas, like compared to white people in America.
Yeah.
And it sounded like a really interesting podcast, and one friend recommended it to me, so like more like the informational podcast.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I didn't even like know about podcasts before this trip actually.
Really? There you go. You learn a lot on the trips.
Oh.
Okay, that's the end of the recording. Thank you, Trisha. We're just gonna have to go and look at this amazing view once more.
Yes, too bad.
Pura vida.
Pura vida indeed, boys and girls. I hope this episode has given you some value and shows you a typical conversation that I have with people from all different cultures around the world on a daily basis. If you did make it this far, you must have heard her answer on why travelling has changed her. So what did you think? Let me know in the comments. Do you agree that being away from home or away from anything can make you miss it and appreciate it more? It was yet another reminder for me to be grateful for what I have at home. I could go back to London right now and have so much and just be grateful for my life in general, how it's gone my whole life and how it's going right now, every day. So if you have a spare minute, it would be great if you could leave us a review and share it on your social media, or at least with somebody who you think might find this podcast valuable in one way or another. Thank you for listening. Have a fantastic day wherever you are in the world. Pura vida.